The Best Australian Trucking Stories. Written and read by Jim Haynes. The road in those days was very windy, with a narrow verge, and where it happened there was a small ditch a little way in, not deep, only about 30 centimetres, but enough for the front wheel to drop into. I accidentally got into the ditch, which wouldn't have mattered much, except I'd already collected a couple of guideposts, which disabled the car. For the first hour or so, we sat there. Only three vehicles stopped. A car full of young blokes, a tourist bus and a truckie. The young blokes couldn't do much to help, and the tourist bus offered a lift if we paid all the fares for the family. The truck was carrying cars, and the driver was about the nicest bloke you could meet. He offered to drop us back at Bulladealer so that we could report the accident. He said he needed a break and it would be no trouble. We accepted the offer, as it was not far back to Bulladealer. When we got there, the police station was closed, but there was a phone connected to the policeman on call. We rang and a cop told us very curtly that we would have to wait until 9 a.m. The Good Samaritan truckie insisted on waiting, and when we finally got it sorted out at about 10 a.m, he offered to take us to Sydney, even though there wasn't room in the cab for us all. Your mother, Alison and I travelled in the cab, and the rest of the family, all the boys, travelled inside one of the cars on the back. Further down the highway, we picked up a couple of hitchhikers who were put into another car. The truckie said, "If you see any police cars, duck down." We were a bit worried when we had to go into an RTA inspection stop because it was rather cold weather and the windows of the two cars containing passengers were all steamed up. Luckily, no one seemed to notice. I forget where the hitchhikers departed, but the driver took us all the way to his home at Narrabeen, where we were given a meal.